From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody.
Here's a story that some people say, well, there's karma for you. You know, they're your just desserts. How about that? The Colorado Human Rights Commission that charged the Christian Bakers, now facing sunset, defunding as it is. So there are your just desserts. William Wagner joining me now, president of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center, a former federal judge and prosecutor. Professor, welcome back.
Great to be here again.
All right. So the money's going to run out for these folks, the Civil Rights Commission, this Colorado deal. How did that happen, or will it happen? I mean, there is a Democratic governor, and it would seem to me that they'd be able to keep that thing alive, but apparently not.
Well, not only the money running out, this particular commission, an unelected, not politically accountable to anybody, has a sunset. And that means that every now and then the legislature looks and says, should we even keep this thing? And what just happened recently was kind of a forerunner to that. They said, you know what, we're not even going to fund you right now because we're going to be deciding very soon whether we should even keep you around. And the reason this has become such an issue is there is a Christian businessman, you know, a Christian person who owns a business who this commission forced to endorse many things that were against their, you know, identity and against their dignity. And this case went all the way and is in the Supreme Court right now. And the Great Lakes Justice Center has filed a brief on behalf of businesses around the country that are in similar situations.
You know, one of the members of this commission likened Christians to Nazis. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Christians were compared to Nazis by a member of this commission. And let's see here. State Senator Kevin Lundberg tweeted that the decision came down to a party line vote. That's not shocking either. The tabled plans to continue sending money to the commission. My argument against approving their funding is we need to wait and see what the legislature does with the renewal of the law authorizing the commission in the first place, he said. I guess that makes sense.
Which makes, you know, every bit of sense when you're talking about, you know, good governing practices. You know, why are you going to fund something if it doesn't exist? Especially when, you know, so many people, not only in Colorado, but now throughout the nation, have seen, you know, what this commission is all about. It's not really about civil rights. It's not really protecting about people. It's really about, you know, attacking the dignity and religious identity of citizens, compelling them, you know, to express themselves in a certain way, or either get on their social engineering agenda or, you know, or go out of business. And it's truly what they were doing. And in fact, they were kind of exposed. This commission was exposed when some folks brought in to some other kinds of bakeries owned by the LGBT community and said, hey, you know, bake me a cake where we've got a Bible verse on, and they refused to do it. And guess what? When that commission was faced with that, said, well, we're only going to protect, you know, one community. We're not going to protect the religious community here. So they've been exposed for what they are. They're in the Supreme Court. I believe the Supreme Court's going to rule that they acted unconstitutionally. And so what you've got here is some state legislatures who are politically accountable to the people, you know, responding in a proper way, saying, you know, we're going to get rid of you. We're going to get rid of this and perhaps maybe, you know, create another commission that actually is about civil rights.
Well, let me ask you this, because this couple, the Bakers here, were bankrupted. And if I remember correctly, they were given a huge bill from the state for violating the Civil Rights Commission's guidelines or whatever it was, put them out of business. So if the Civil Rights Commission is defunded and defunct, does the ruling hold? I mean, if they're no longer there and the couple comes back and says, you know what, we're not going to bake cakes for gay weddings. We're not going to do that. Does the ruling by this Colorado Human Rights Commission hold, or does it go away?
It probably is still there because the government of Colorado, and they do speak for the government of Colorado here, acted. And when they acted, they have to comply with the Constitution. And this baker, along with many people throughout the United States, have said, hey, government of Colorado, you acted in ways that violated the Constitution of these Christian people. You know, this government forced the Christian people to either give up their Christian identity, give up their dignity, or give up their business. And so the action probably will not go away. And here's the hard question, though, is still going to be made by the Supreme Court.
Here's the hard question, though, because we're talking about the free exercise thereof, the free exercise clause of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution's Bill of Rights. Now, if the argument is this, and I'll play a devil's advocate here, that if you can tell these bakers that they're okay, they don't have to bake cakes for a wedding, and they don't have to be involved with that, then what if they don't? What if they happen to believe that, you know, minorities shouldn't have cakes for weddings too? I mean, how far does this go? That's the devil's advocate position. At what point do you say you can't do that? What is not protected under the guise of religious freedom?
Well, this is really, Steve, about the free speech part of the First Amendment more than anything, because this is their expression that's being prohibited. But in answer to your question, it could also be about their religious conscience as well. And no,
but my point being is, if they don't like African Americans, we're not going to bake cakes for African Americans. Our religion prohibits it. Then what?
Well, and here's the point. You know, these folks baked cakes for the LGBT community all the time, including the people that ultimately are the basis for the lawsuit that was brought against this bakery. And they just said, we're not going to participate in a religious ceremony, a worship ceremony that specifically goes against our very specific, sincerely held religious beliefs. And one of the things that the Constitution requires is that the belief be sincerely held. So the examples that you gave, for example, would not ever apply, because, you know, you can't just make up a religion.
You can sincerely believe that. I mean, you can sincerely believe I don't like minorities, and my religion says so. I'll give you 10 seconds for the last word. You got to be quick.
Well, I don't see any religions out there that are doing that, and the court has in some of these other areas where there is immutable human characteristics. You know, that's very different than attacking behaviors or responding to behaviors.
Fair point.
To your religious conscience.
The professor, William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. Always a great conversation. Got to get all those tough questions in too, professor, to make sure people understand. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it much, Steve.
There you go. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.